All right, and Sandy and I are currently coming to you from Orlando, Florida, and we're on our way to go find a geocache with Sean here.
Yeah, and it's a nice, muggy, hot morning in Florida.
It's just morning, and it's already muggy and hot.
It's not even 10. You know, the biggest tip, probably the locals already know this, is that if you're going to go caching in the late spring or summer here, get up at like 5 in the morning, because that's the best, coolest time of the day.
All right, so if you can't get up at 5 in the morning, your next best tip would be to carry lots of water, have a hat, sunscreen, and just be prepared. If you're not from around this area, you know, we've said this a lot of times, you kind of acclimate to wherever you live in, but if you're not used to really hot and humid, might be kind of a shock. So I know a lot of people are coming out to Geo Woodstock from all around the world, actually. So that's a couple tips for you. All right, we are here in Orlando. We're actually near a lake, and I'm keeping my eyeballs peeled for alligators. Some of you laugh, but it's the very truth. It's not like they're going to come out and actually attack us, but there are actually alligators in a lot of these open lakes. They say pretty much everyone.
And behind the lake is a geocache, and that's what we're heading towards. It's one of the few geocaches around this little area that's a larger size, so Sean's excited.
Okay, so listen to an upcoming show. We'll give you lots more coverage of our adventures out here, travel caching, in Florida for Geo Woodstock 11.